This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. In the last few years, McLean County leaders have tried to smooth the choppy intersection between the criminal justice system and those who live with mental illness. One recent Bloomington murder case shows what's at stake and what happens when those fighting mental illness lose that fight. In a first-time partnership, GLT and the Pantograph peel back the layers about what happened on a Saturday afternoon in early December and how a controversial part of Illinois' murder statute is being applied to this case. GLT's Ryan Denham and the co-reporter for the Pantograph talk about the case.
I remember when this first happened. It was on a Saturday afternoon, December 2nd, 2017, broad daylight. A police in the coroner's office sent out a press release to the media saying that, you know, someone was killed in a stabbing, some sort of incident at a trailer park. Murder cases aren't too common here in Bloomington Normal, but a street fight in the middle of a trailer park, our tendency is probably to discount that as not especially newsworthy. But the story gets more complicated. Edith Brady Lunny of the Pantograph, what were your first impressions of what happened?
The thing that stood out to me, I think, about this incident was, number one, the fact that a machete was used. We have a lot of typical stabbing cases in the Twin Cities. They happen pretty commonly. It's rare that you would see a machete used in a case. And to me, that stood out as something that made the person carrying that weapon someone that I wanted to know more about.
Then the girlfriend, Brittany Mikesell, is charged with murder. A 23-year-old, she went to the trailer park with her 21-year-old boyfriend, Colin Hedrick, that day. Looking for trouble, they had a machete, he was wearing a bandana mask, and they run into someone, and Colin, the boyfriend, is killed.
Yes, about a month later, Brittany is charged with murder, and the state charges her under a controversial state law called felony murder. And under that law, you can be charged with murder even if you were not the person that actually caused the injury that caused that person to die. Just your being at that place when the death occurred is enough to get you charged with the murder. And that's what happened in this case.
That's when I realized there may be more to the story. And that's when Brittany's mother reaches out to GLT over Facebook. She leaves a comment on our Facebook page saying essentially that Brittany has some mental health issues and that was maybe a contributing factor to what happened at the trailer park that day. Edith, you and I have spent the last few weeks looking into Brittany and Cullen's histories, their childhoods. We've read over a ton of documents, DCFS records, police reports, their court cases. We've interviewed more than a dozen people. Edith, what's your take now on these two young people?
I think the thing that stands out to me is they each had their own baggage that contained a lot of serious mental health issues. They both came from backgrounds of violence in their families. There was DCS involvement in their lives as children. So they had some very bad things in common that made them both vulnerable and in need of serious help that they clearly were not getting. So when you put those two people together at the same time and place, they were like a powder keg.
The fatal trip to the Cardinal Ridge Trailer Park on December 2nd, 2017 was years in the making for Brittany and Colin. We've learned a lot about their childhoods. As a girl, Brittany played basketball and volleyball. She went to church camp every year. The downward spiral in her behavior began around the time she went to high school, which she never finished. She threatened suicide in her early teens, and her mother, Melody Justice from Downs, says that's when she was hospitalized for the first of many times.
They suspected borderline personality disorder from the beginning. I think we had 23 hospitalizations in 2 years. But the thing is you can't diagnose somebody with that until they're 18. And then, they'd be bipolar because it's quite similar. Then ADHD.
Then her legal problems begin. Around age 20, she resisted arrest and served 40 days in jail after failing her probation. Her stepfather, John Day from Downs, says she really never got back on track after slipping in high school.
I guess, I'm a firm believer you are a product of your environment. I think she was just in a bad environment.
And then in 2016 or so, she starts dating Colin Hedrick, a troubled young person in his own right.
Colin's childhood is also marked with violence. That's according to records that we saw from the Department of Children and Family Services. And those records show Cullen witnessed domestic violence as a child, and he allegedly pulled a knife on his mother and threatened to kill her. They show Cullen was diagnosed with schizophrenia. His mother told police after his death that his behavior turned darker and more aggressive. And he spent his 18th birthday at a juvenile detention center. DCFS, in their report, say that the combination of mental illness and other challenges faced by Cullen and Brittany made their future a very risky proposition, according to the child welfare staff that put together those DCFS reports. Here's a quote from one of those reports. Quote, "There appears to be a significant risk for future violence in their relationship."
At one point in October 2016, Brittany secured an order of protection against her boyfriend. But then, months later, she was pregnant. Records show Cullen was arrested and jailed three times during her pregnancy. And the McLean County Jail is accustomed to frequent flyers like Cullen, those with mental health issues who return again and again. A quarter of all inmates self-report some history of mental health treatment and receive subsequent assistance. That's according to Jacqueline Mathias, an inmate specialist and counselor at the jail.
We get everything. You can get everything from generalized anxiety, just more anxious, a little bit more nervous about things going on, some minor depression, situational depression, things like that, all the way up to active psychosis, active delusions, people hearing voices, people seeing things, believing things, telling you an entire story they believe that you know isn't possible. It's anything. We see everything that comes in.
Brittany's mom, Melody Justice, says it was hard to keep her in treatment long enough to really make a difference. That's something we also heard from her stepdad, John Day.
No sooner would she get out of one, for whatever reason it may be, for completing what they wanted, telling them what they wanted, or getting kicked out for stealing something or doing something. I mean, the minute she got out, she was right back to her old stuff. You know, it just seemed like nothing that we did or anybody did or tried was doing anything for her. You know, it's like almost like she didn't want no help.
When Cullen was in jail in mid-2017, Brittany's life seemed to stabilize a bit. Family says she had a gender reveal party for the baby and was getting excited to be a mother. But then Cullen is released from jail June 7th, 2017. Here is Brittany's stepfather again.
Maybe what drew them together was the fact that they both had similar problems.
They had a baby girl who was born on July 4th, 2017. And DCFS records show the next day a nurse at the hospital overheard an agitated Cullen reference the Sandy Hook Elementary shooting and his ability to get a gun despite having a mental illness. And this really concerned the hospital officials. And they recorded that in their records, and they also made a hotline call to DCFS to report that behavior. So DCFS records show the state put the baby into protective custody after medical staff reported signs of alcohol and marijuana in the baby's system. So the placement of the baby with Brittany's aunt furthered splintered an already divided family. For the next 5 months, the parents are granted supervised visitation with their child.
Cullen was arrested again September 12th on a warrant. During booking, he struck a guard at the jail and served 46 more days in jail. He was released November 26, 2017. That's the week he's killed. Edith, you spoke to Brittany's aunt, Kathleen Miller, who lives in northern Illinois. She's adopted the baby. What does she say?
Kathleen Miller said that she stepped up right away and offered to take the baby as a foster parent. The concerns about Brittany's behavior and Cullen's ability to be a father were something that the family had on their radar for quite a long time. So she said that the two of them together were not a good mix, and certainly not any kind of a stable relationship that you would want for raising a baby. She said they were doing numerous things together. One was pressuring the other, and that's why she stepped in and thought it'd be best if she took the baby, at least while they sorted things out to see if they could go to services and become good parents.
The week leading up to Cullen's death is pretty tumultuous for the couple. Cullen gets out of jail on a Sunday. 2 days later, they're together, and Brittany allegedly pepper sprays a woman near a Normal trailer park. Police reports show they're also suspected of beating a man with a baseball bat at a separate trailer park in Normal. Family tells police that they suspect the couple is dealing drugs.
That's right. The last few days were not a good period of time, but for Cullen and for Brittany. The night before this incident happened at the trailer park, they stayed up until 4 a.m. They were talking about the relationship and her withdrawal issues from the drug Spice, which is a mind-altering synthetic drug. And Brittany later tells police she was, quote, freaking out like a demon that night. And Hedrick was reading the Bible to her, maybe trying to calm her down.
Spice is something we heard over and over again reporting this story. It was found on Brittany after Colin's death, and it shows up on a search warrant as prosecutors filed charges. Jackie Mathias, the woman who works with inmates at the jail who have mental health and substance abuse issues, told us they're seeing Spice show up more and more, too.
Lately, we've seen a lot of drug-induced psychosis with Spice. Particularly if they've been doing Spice for several days, they'll come in and we kind of have to wait out and figure out, is this a mental health issue, meaning they have a long history, or is this something that was triggered by drug use?
Authorities have not publicly disclosed why they think the couple went to 24th Street in the Cardinal Ridge Trailer Park with their masks, that machete, pepper spray, in broad daylight on a Saturday afternoon. Police reports we've obtained reveal the couple was looking for an acquaintance who briefly lived with Brittany while Cullen was jailed. So what does Brittany tell the police?
Well, during her interview after the incident happened, and Brittany was brought into the Bloomington Police Department, and she told them the whole point of this incident was to find that person and fight him for the disrespect he showed toward her and Cullen. And that's according to a detective's narrative of his interview with Brittany.
Hours before Cullen's death, police reports show they confront that person in Hayworth, but he gets away. They chase him back to Bloomington on US 51, arriving at the trailer park. But instead of confronting their target, they come across this other guy, Rodney Doherty, and it's a fatal mistake.
In the hours after Cullen's death, police were trying to sort out all these conflicting statements about what happened on 24th Street. Rodney's face was still burning from the pepper spray. It told police the couple attacked him without provocation after he just pulled up to a trailer to see a buddy. Rodney says it was self-defense, and he didn't know the couple who attacked him. Police believed him and allowed him to go.
Brittany tells police that Rodney tried to run over Cullen with his car, but police reports show Brittany is a bit of an unreliable narrator at this point. She's distraught. She tries to kill herself several times in police custody, and she's still potentially under the effects of Spice, which is found in her bra. Neighbors told reporters they suspect drugs played some role in bringing Cullen and Brittany to the trailer park that day. Police found drug paraphernalia and Spice on them. Neighbors in Cardinal Ridge are used to seeing the police. Edith, you and I spent a day wandering around talking to neighbors. What struck you about their comments?
The thing that struck me about trailer park in general was the transient nature of the entire neighborhood. There were a lot of piles of personal possessions that we would see stacked up in front of a lot of the mobile homes, which leads you to believe that people come and go a lot there. And neighbors we talked to were concerned about that. They didn't really feel like they knew who their neighbors were anymore. And families that were there and had been there for quite a while and were just trying to raise their children there were very concerned with what they were seeing, and there was just a feeling in general that there was some illegal activity going on, most of it related to drug transactions. And then when this happened, it really shook several families to the core, and they expressed to us that they were getting out because it was just not the place that they wanted to be to raise a family.
And we spoke to Sandy Zong, who lives just like one street over from where this happened. She plans to leave Cardinal Ridge, too.
It's sad, but it's not a good place. For the people that have been here for years, you know, it's sad what it's turned into.
For now, Brittany's being held at the McLean County Jail on $2 million bond. 2 weeks ago, she agreed to terminate her custody rights to her 8-month-old daughter.
Cullen is buried at Pleasant Grove Cemetery in Downs, and his family declined repeated requests from us for an interview for this story.
That's Edith Brady Lunny of the Pantograph reporting with GLT's Ryan Denham. Coming up during Sound Ideas, a closer look at the controversial legal concept being used against Brittany Mikesell and why the defense thinks this is such an unusual case. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.